Well,
this is where tangent here.
Mr. Chair, as it relates to item 11, I know Ms. Stroll gave us a heads up on this, and if everybody's read this, I'm ready to make a motion to along the lines of the recommendation from staff.
I'll accept it. I'm second it.
I have a question on
accepting
that.
The award.
So my question is, so we're going to be giving staff a 2.75% increase, all represented and unrepresented. My question is, this is supposed to be to true them up for what they lost through 3 years ago?
Yes.
My question is, what increases have been established and put in place and implemented since then, since that loss? Have any increases been established?
Yes, I can address that. Those who are represented by AFSCME have received a 4% increase on April 1.
Of 14?
Of 14.
Okay.
They received a $750 cash in their May 10th check. They will get another $750 increase on May of 15, and there's a 3% increase on July 1 of 15, and there's another percent increase. But the reason I'm supporting this is while other county employees, they lost 2.75 and they got 4, there's that 1.25 in between. This is, quote unquote, to true them up effective January 1, and then we will begin a new process of negotiations on what future COLAs can be, and that can be a change to the current. I think that's on our discussion item next week to give our council direction on that.
So that was my question, is those future increases will actually be renegotiated when we
could
become
be. They don't have
entity.
To be. They may. We all may agree to leave them in place.
So I just want to say my preference on this particular topic would have been to pursue the salary realignment of the classifications and along the lines that we started last year with the salary survey, because there were some classifications that were much lower than they should be. There were some that were higher than they should be. I would have preferred to see us actually realign those classifications first before we start giving out across the board increases.
We couldn't do it because we weren't a separate entity.
Well, we will be in 2 weeks.
And that's when you get to start having those conversations.
And negotiations.
I'm supporting this because the whole reason we went through the legislation, the lawsuit,
exactly.
Everything was because we had initially as a board requested the county implement this or not take 2.75 away from our employees, and for whatever reason they chose not to honor our request. But this is a show of our intent to follow through on that initial request, irregardless of what's happened in the past. Our employees have suffered the 2.75%, and I believe that they should they should get it back,
Renewed.
And then we move forward with any other.
So actually, a lot of the represented employees are getting an addition to the 2.75. So they are being made, and then we had our unrepresented say to us in July, I think it was, because they could have gotten it then because of other county that they wanted to wait.
Right.
So this is a way to get everybody sort of on an even keel, move forward as we begin the new negotiation process and that salary survey. Because as you may recall, a lot, there were classifications below the line, others were right at the line. And so I think we need that information as we start new negotiations.
Any other comments?
And that's one of the items that I wanted to bring to the board's attention, that as you mentioned, you will be moving to an independent district, and there is significant work that still needs to be done in order to accomplish that within our HRMS payroll system. So at this point, the county is not, or at least I am not, guaranteeing that they will see this increase with their January 25th or February 10th payroll processings. If you go through and you make this increase, we're going to ensure that the transition to a special district occurs, And then once that is done and other priorities that have been set, obviously at year end, we have W-2s and other things that have to be done to satisfy the some 10,000 or so employees that we service out there. Then we can look at facilitating this, so it may take some time.
But they'll get it made up for whenever the check is originally.
We would make whatever necessary adjustments are needed at that time, obviously, because you would have at that point the authority to make that decision. This is what you want to pay, and we would be your servicer at that time. We just wanted to bring to the board's attention that there's other things that need to be done and may not be able to get it accomplished. And you just wanted to, I wanted you to be aware of that.
The effective date will still go back to the January 1st with adjustments going forward.
Whatever the board decides would be the effective date.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob. I'm sure that you'll do your best.
Absolutely.
Okay, any other comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carried. Thank you, everyone.
Status quo has arrived.
I thought I'd see that day.
Okay, we'll come back in about 5 minutes and go into closed session.